Well, I think that when we have talked in our subcommittee at the city level, compliance is a number of things. First, it's earmarking of citation revenue for pet-related violations. It's license revenue, and it's a combination of those things where it's not just license fees. There's other things that play into there, to assist with that creation. Mr. Winters, in his research, has revealed that if a collaborative effort is undertaken, by the county that surrounding municipalities can all plug into together to solve their pet control issues, the budget for such an effort could be potentially 5-6 employees full-time and a budget of that level. If we can all get better compliance and adopt some uniform ordinances and also earmark our citation revenue as violators are cited. So,
how is this going to help contribute to the possible addition of more animal control officers in the county?
Well, to add any animal control efforts in the county takes money, and that is something that we have grappled with at our task force and that county is grappling with their task force, and the Marathon County Humane Society, within their own budget, has grappled with how they can offer themselves up to municipalities on a contractual basis to help with these things if they don't have the staff right now to fulfill the obligation that they would be setting themselves up for. But second, without that animal control program in place, the revenue isn't coming in either. So it's kind of a chicken and egg type situation that, it's difficult for them to advertise contractual services without the staff to provide it, but the revenue to provide it comes from the contracting of the service. So there's a number of things that the task force is going to have to work itself through and that the city and the surrounding municipalities are going to have to work through together to solve the problem together, because we all are basically in the same boat. It's just a matter of proportion based on our respective size.
All right. Anything I've missed or anything you think needs to be added?
Nope. Our committee voted 4-0 tonight to send the online pet licensing component of this to our finance committee to be considered. It sounded like our finance director was going to see if she could get the same PowerPoint presentation to be presented to them that she and I and Mr. Winters saw earlier this week, and see if they can move forward on it. She was very excited about it and would like to see if we can get it in place for the 2013 licensing year. And if we can pull that together, we would certainly put out some information with the tax bills as far as how people can log on and take care of that from home. So we're hopeful.